outgoing, competitive, and friendly. Those are the recurring attributes friends and family are using to describe the Suze Dan Duffy, a passionate athlete and community advocate who tragically passed away at the age of 57 last Thursday after a spill into the boards at a hockey game. Duffy enjoyed playing hockey, football, and baseball, and he would regularly run marathons and compete in Tough Mudders. A proud dad to his daughters Nicole and Michelle, Duffy is described by many as someone who was an incredibly loving and active father, and a true family man. Duffy will also be lovingly missed by their daughter's mother, Judy. For the past 10 years, his lifelong love for hockey found him playing on the Sioux Foundry hockey team in the Sioux Senior Men's League at the John Rhodes Arena. During a Wednesday night game last week, Duffy was chasing the puck and took an awkward fall into the boards, resulting in devastating injuries to his head and spine. He was transported immediately to the Sioux Area Hospital before passing away peacefully with family by his side on Thursday. Duffy's girlfriend Marlene Arsenault was in the stands watching when the accident occurred. "There are so many people who knew him," she says. "Everyone is completely shocked." Arsenault first met Duffy around 6 years ago during Tough Mudder training, and they had since connected over their love of sports and physical activity. "If there's something to do where you could move, we were in," she says. "We really bonded over running. He would play any sport, it didn't matter. He had a way of making you want to go out and play too. He's just a natural athlete. He got it from his mom." Describing Duffy as a highly competitive sportsman, Arsenault says she has many fond memories of seeing his fierce spirit in action. "If anyone passed him running, that was it," she says. "We were doing a mudder running up this mountain, and these young shirtless guys thinking they were all that had passed him. So, he just ran past and left them baffled. Don't let the gray hair fool you, he's got that fire in him. It was always fun to watch him play hockey. He was like a little kid out there. When he played, he just elevated the game." Mike Lutze, the Sioux Foundry team representative and one of Duffy's close friends, says he was the type of person who would always play hard and work hard. "He was quite the sportsman," he says. "He was a very competitive individual and played with a lot of tenacity. He would run several miles before a hockey game. When we played across the river prior to COVID, Dan would run around the arena before the game. He was all about staying in shape. He wanted to be the best he could be, and he always excelled that way. He's a true Canadian, but I always said I'm not sure what nationality he is because he enjoyed beers both before hockey and after hockey," he laughed. Aside from being an incredible athlete, Duffy's longtime friend will remember him for his bright personality and charismatic nature. "I would have garage parties for birthdays or New Year's, and Dan was always there and very friendly," he says. "He was just full of life and very enjoyable to be around. We have a very tight-knit friend group. He was always happy and always had a smile on his face. People enjoyed his presence because of his persona." To honor Duffy, Arsenault says they intend to hold a farewell walk at Hiawatha during the spring, where he devoted much of his time on the trails.